184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment, that I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death, under the blood of the Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called, ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Take the insert for the second Sunday in Advent and chant the intro.
In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that He has done. His miracles and the judgments He ordered. O offspring of Abraham, His servant. Children of Jacob, His chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers His covenant forever. The word that He commanded for a thousand generations. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
The
Old Testament reading for the second Sunday in Advent is from Isaiah chapter 11. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Please turn in the front of your hymnals to Psalm 72. We chant verses 1 through 7 responsively by whole verse.
Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal son.
Came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist. And his food was locusts and wild honey. The Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing the hymn of the day, number 344. You may be seated. Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's gospel lesson begins this way. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." In those days. What days? The end of Matthew chapter 2, the Christ child returns from Egypt to live in Israel, in Nazareth. It's during this time, while Jesus is growing up, that John the Baptist starts preaching. As scripture says, how shall they hear without a preacher? But John the Baptist is a different kind of preacher. He's not a Levitical priest serving in the temple, but rather more than a prophet, one filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. He's not living in Jerusalem, but rather in the wilderness. He's not wearing the finest clothes like the scribes and Pharisees, but rather camel's hair and a leather belt. He's not eating meat and fruit, but rather locusts and wild honey. But despite all these differences, John the Baptist is pointing toward the same Christ, prefigured by the sacrifices of temple worship. And John the Baptist is spoken of by the same prophets of old who spoke of the Messiah. By the prophet Isaiah when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." What does it mean to prepare the way of the Lord? John the Baptist's preaching tells us, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Repentance is turning from the idolatry of self to faith in the living God. Repentance prepares us to receive the benefit of what the King gives along his way. Participation in the kingdom of heaven. The King's highway is a straight and level way, a direct route not detoured by man's self-exaltation. The King is coming, and his word bids us to be prepared. Repentance prepares us for the kingdom of heaven. Repentance is preached to everyone because the kingdom of heaven is near for everyone. The kingdom of heaven is the reign of Christ. John the Baptist declared the coming of the Anointed One to be near. When John preached, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand," it had both immediate and eschatological aspect, the now and the not yet. The person of Jesus Christ, God incarnate, was soon to appear in the wilderness to be baptized by John. The crucified, risen, and ascended person of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is soon to appear at the end of days to the entire world. So the words of John the Baptist echo to the world even now. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. If you have doubts whether there is a God, repent. If you think you're a pretty good person and sort of keep the law of God, repent. If you think you're too bad a sinner, that God has given up on you, that the blood of Jesus isn't for you, repent. Jesus shed his blood for your sin. Jesus loves you so much, he died for you. The message of repentance is universally needed by all humanity. Some receive the coming of Jesus and his reign to their eternal blessing. Others receive the coming of Jesus to their judgment and eternal condemnation. But the kingdom of heaven is near for everyone. That's why the command to repent goes out to all. Apostle Paul told the men of Athens, "The time of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. The man appointed, Jesus Christ, is also fully God, and he is coming on that fixed day as a righteous judge. Repentance prepares people for that day. Whether American or Chinese, whether rich or poor, whether an employee or an employer, young or old, it is necessary to bear fruit in keeping with repentance. To bear fruit in keeping with repentance is to believe Jesus reigns in the kingdom of heaven. The reign of heaven isn't diminished because some don't believe Jesus is the Christ. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Some profess understanding Scripture and yet think they do a pretty good job keeping the law. In this way, they too also deny Jesus as the Christ, their high priest and sacrifice. The Pharisees and Sadducees coming to John for his baptism of repentance were that way. So John said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham." John the Baptist calls them a bunch of snakes, those who slyly think they get to determine what repentance is. There's no shortage of people who are willing to use the Word of God to, as an excuse to add more laws or more rituals to follow. The Pharisees were looking to the baptism of John as just another thing they could do, while still placing their faith in their lineage from Abraham. They were trusting in their own works rather than in the coming one. But John recognized their wrong intentions and called them out. The purpose isn't to cause people to doubt their repentance, but rather to bring recognition to what repentance is. Repentance isn't simply a turning from sin to follow a moral code. Repentance is turning from sin and believing Jesus is the Christ, the only one who fulfilled the law of God perfectly and who gives us his righteousness. The fruit of repentance is a life of faith, which puts the outward works of the flesh to death and rejoices in the fruit of the Spirit. Even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Even now, all who do not believe Jesus reigns in the kingdom of heaven stand condemned by his word of repentance spoken through the mouth of the wilderness prophet. Where there is no good fruit, there is no preparation to receive the kingdom of heaven. The words of John the Baptist continue, "I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." The baptism of John wasn't the same as holy baptism as we know it today. Sure, John's baptism did involve water and the confession of sin. Confessing sin acknowledges a need for a sacrifice, for a Savior. But there was no application of the divine name as Jesus later commanded. In some ways, John's baptism of repentance may not have looked so much different from ritual washings or baptisms of other Jewish sects. But John's baptism was unique in that it was accompanied by a prophetic word of God pointing to the one coming after. The word accompanying a sign prepares for the kingdom of heaven in a way the rituals of men can't. Daily, returning to your baptism of water and the Holy Spirit prepares you for the coming harvest. The baptism of Jesus is administered in the divine name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The word proclaimed with the water is the word of God Himself. His name is a salvific name, a saving name. This baptism is a washing of regeneration in the Holy Spirit, which incorporates a living being into the body of Christ, into the kingdom of heaven. A farmer can till the soil, prepare the ground, but the seed must be planted, watered, and finally harvested for a year to be considered a successful season. The baptism of John was a baptism of preparation, but not of regeneration or growth. The earthly ministry of Jesus would complete the cycle. The baptism of Jesus is all-encompassing and gives full preparation for harvest. Luther's explanation of baptism in the Small Catechism says, baptizing with water indicates that the old Adam in us should by daily contrition and repentance be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Even Christians struggle with sin, maybe even with a specific sin until the day you die. But daily, we struggle. Daily, we are sorry for our sin. And daily, we turn in faith to Jesus Christ, who is our perfect sacrifice for sin. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Daily, His faithfulness is bestowed upon you. Your sins are forgiven. Saints of God, let us praise our Heavenly Father. As Paul writes, He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. All preparation has been made for us to greet the coming kingdom of heaven. The kindness of God led us to repentance, and not repentance as simply a repudiation of sin, but also a faithful embrace of the one who takes away sin. This one, our Lord Jesus Christ, draws near to His children in His name with the Holy Spirit. But all who reject His word will be baptized with the fire of His judgment. The breath of His lips will consume the chaff. But you, O wheat of God, you will be gathered into His barn, a precious harvest purchased by His blood and guaranteed life by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As we will sing in the hymn, the watchers on the mountain proclaim the bridegroom near. Go forth as He approaches with hallelujahs clear. The marriage feast is waiting. The gates wide open stand. Arise, O heirs of glory. The bridegroom is at hand. Prepared by the preaching of repentance, we await with joy the coming kingdom of heaven, where the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit reign even now in glory forever. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
We sing the offertory at page 192. We stand to sing.
Away from thy presence and
offerings, please take the pad at the end of the pew, tear off a sheet to fill out, and pass it to the folks next to you. Completed sheets can be placed in the basket in the narthex as we depart. We gather the offerings. You may be seated.
The church, we stand to pray. Let's pray for the whole church of Jesus Christ and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, you stir the hearts of your faithful to prepare us for the advent of your Son. We implore you, feed us continually with your word and sacrament as we look for his return. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, by the ministry of your holy church throughout all the world, you prepare the way for your Son's return in glory. Send forth faithful pastors, teachers, men and women, young and old, to proclaim your law and gospel. And grant ears to listen and hands to receive their words in faith. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church and its ministry in this new church year. And bless Pastor Jason Stephenson and his wife Anna Marie and their children as they begin serving the Lord in Tanzania. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you preserve Jesse's faithful life for the incarnation of your Son. Give families and individuals strength to faithfully fulfill their daily vocations to love and forgive one another and be trained by you in fear, love, and trust. To that end, bless those who celebrate their birthday and their baptismal life this week. Joe Newman, Eldon Jupe, Marie Campbell, Dwayne Brasowski, Jason Favors, Claire Hartman, Miranda Wente, John Turcott, Nancy Brasowski, Carol Ward, Tanya Fascold, and Caroline Marshall, Gail Strawn, Nancy Parker, and Pearson Buckmaster. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, your Son rules over creation with justice and righteousness. Endow those in authority with the desire and ability to protect the innocent, punish the wicked, and work for the common welfare. Bless police and firefighters, and those who defend our freedoms in the military. Eli Wiley, Courtney Tate, Danny Green, and Mike Gobble, Emily Shelton, Alex Laffin, Ricardo Batunga, and ask that you'd also bless those who serve in the civil realm, presidents, governors, and those who serve in the House of Representatives to serve you. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Compassionate Lord, as we await the day when the wolf will lie down with the lamb and pain and destruction are no more, grant us patience, comfort, and healing according to your will. We pray for the sick that you grant them healing and strength. Pastor Barry Henke, Bill Osborne, Christopher Tomlinson, Lacey Dickerman, Mike Schultz, Pam Stevenson, and Jennifer Weber, Greg Wells, Lupe Sepulveda, and Tim Anderson, Candy Darmody, Lindsay Shem, Jay Gallagher, Scott Miller, and Fred Miller. Lord, in your mercy, comfort the family of Grace Brawley, now that you received her to yourself in heaven and in paradise, where she sees Emmanuel with her own eyes. Comfort her family, the assurance that we too will join her in heaven with angels and archangels. Lord, in your mercy, stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make way and ready for the way of your only begotten Son as he comes to us in his true body and precious blood. Grant that we be kept in joy, sustained in hope, through every trouble and trial of this mortal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Page 194, Service of Sacrament.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
Right and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Christ. Stand to say.
thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.